right after Baseball 101.
You don't have to be juiced to play Grounded or Pounded. Listen to Dunham and Miller every morning at 7:35 for The Secret Ranger. Then step up to the box and take a cut. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Norm will be at Star Power Wednesday from 10 until noon. That is the one at Oaklawn and Avondale. In Dallas, they'll have Rough Riders tickets, Cinemark passes, Cinemark movie theaters, the best seat in town. So go see Norm at Star Power over on Oaklawn at Avondale this Wednesday from 10 until noon. One other thing before we get to community quick hits. A few days ago, I thought that maybe we'd seen the quickest game of the year when the White Sox and Indians played in an hour and 51 minutes. But how about the White Sox in Seattle on Saturday? White Sox 2, Seattle 1 in an hour 39. With Burley on the mound, of course.
That's just insane.
Man, that is getting it on.
Guarantee there wasn't a diamond talk after the game.
No, they couldn't get their gear out there in time.
No, they couldn't.
6:36 here on the Ticket. Quick Hits, brought to you by Subway and Dish Direct. Once again, here's Cobra.
It was a sad day in the Metroplex, Mike.
Was it?
As one of the Metroplex's own, Plano born and raised, Lance Armstrong officially called it quits. He is retiring as the greatest champion in the history of cycling as far as the Tour de France is concerned.
And may not be finished.
He said that the Tour, July 24th, will be the last race of more or less in 14 years in the professional peloton. It'll be the last one, win or lose. Having said that, I'm fully committed to winning a seventh Tour.
So he's going to race this year's Tour, huh?
Yes, yeah. He is.
What's a peloton?
It's funny you mentioned that. I figured we need some expert help, and so I booked a local radio star. He works at, where does he work, Danny?
Some radio station.
He works at a radio station. We'll call it Sports Radio in Dallas. He is Craig Miller. Craig, do you have us?
I have you. Do you have me?
We have you.
It's a pleasure to be on Community Quick Hits.
Anytime, Craig. You're welcome anytime. Now, help us define peloton.
Hey, before we talk cycling, I heard earlier when you guys were talking about farts and doo-doo.
Right.
And, Rhines, you claim that we were more obsessed with it on the morning show than you guys.
By far.
Yeah, there's no question, Junior.
I don't disagree with that. But I do disagree with your statement, or maybe it was Corby or Grego that said, but that we try to distance from it.
Yes, you do.
I don't think so.
No, you do too. No, on the air, you do.
No, I think it's Gordon who tries to distance from it.
Yeah,
well, Gordon tries to distance from mankind.
But may I remind you of my music, and I wrote the song Diarrhea Pants. So I'm not doing.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And you know that went number one.
Well,
in
what is
eight
well,
countries?
No, it didn't.
But what has George done?
He does distance a little bit, but yet he encourages it more behind the scenes than anybody.
He's more public in with his gas, and not only is he more public, it's much more. He's so loud with it.
Oh, is he?
That was me.
He's such a cow, a giant cow.
Yeah.
No one has beefier noises than George.
Anyway, I think we're pretty equal as far as being obsessed with it per show.
But
Hi,
didn't you think it was only a matter of time before it one of us got in trouble for it, and it happened to be our board op, Justin, who's come down with Crohn's disease.
Yeah, there's no doubt we're all going to come down with this disease before we die.
Yes, we're all going to doo-doo hell.
It's just karma.
Yes,
bound
it is.
To catch up with
it's doo-doo karma.
All right, so you probably knew this day was coming. I heard you guys talking with Lance's mom last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, Junior, why didn't you just ask her then? And we could have had a story before then.
Yeah, we did, and she wouldn't tell. She said she didn't know. I don't know if I... She may not have known. He kept it a pretty good secret, but...
I bet Cheryl knew.
Yeah, she knew. He mentioned that in the press conference today.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was expected. You know, I didn't think he's been looking for motivation in every tour, and he's always got something to motivate him. Whether it's his comeback, and then the next year, people said, "Well, the first year you didn't beat all the big names, so he had to prove that he could beat the big names." And then the next year was the drug accusations, and so he wanted. So he's always had some carrot out there, and this year he didn't really have a carrot because he set the record last year, and there was nothing else to really get him going. So I think he kind of decided, I'll throw this out there, make this be my last one. That gives me something to shoot for, go out on top, and enough's enough.
So how old is he, Junior?
33.
So is that usually when you retire?
Yeah, early 30s is usually when you stop winning tours. He's just about the oldest. There are three or four other guys that have won it, you know, at 34.
So then his time was nearing anyway.
Yeah.
Now, when did the Badger stop winning tours?
The Badger announced that he would retire on his 32nd birthday. So he won when he was 31, but the summer he was 32, he finished second and then retired that November.
Who's the Badger?
That's Bernard Hinault.
Ah.
The dashing Frenchman.
Okay.
What about the Silver Fox? When did he stop winning
That's
tours?
That's Michael Jackson. God.
Yeah, I don't remember the Silver Fox.
Okay, so... what's going to happen if he wins this race? Will he be the greatest cyclist of all time?
Some will make that case. You can make a stronger case that he's the greatest tour champion of all time. But Eddie Merckx, the cannibal, the man who had such a voracious appetite for victories that he literally ate the competition alive. He will always be considered the greatest cyclist of all time.
And plus, even if Lance was, those Euros aren't going to give him credit, right?
Probably not, yeah.
Well, that proves
well,
other
well,
stuff.
I thought he was...
Well, now, what about the ferret? Where does he fit into the...
There's no ferret.
How do you know? I'm not talking to you.
Cuz, I know.
Go mic off on him.
No, go on you. It's my segment. I booked this guest.
Junior, what about...
Very promising, but he crashed out in his first ever race and was never the same.
What about the handsome Spaniard?
Miguel Indurain. He won five in a row, but he's not considered... He's considered maybe the fifth or sixth greatest.
Maybe one of the greatest climbers of all time.
I wouldn't go that far, no.
Just reaching.
What about Lance? Is he known as the greatest climber?
Of all the tour champions,
I believe that would be the Wolverine, wouldn't it?
Would you stop naming random feisty animals?
He's known as the greatest climber of all the five-time tour champions, but there have been a lot of guys in the sport that were better pure climbers.
Tortoise. You wouldn't want to be a cyclist known as a tortoise, I don't think.
No.
All right, how much does Sheryl Crow play into all this? Don't you think she wanted him to quit so he could make sweet time with her at all times?
No, I don't think that really mattered.
He's probably tired of it.
Yeah, at some point he will be.
Don't you figure, I mean, he is 10 years her junior.
Yeah.
And he could get anyone in Europe.
Yeah, at some point he'll, I can't see that continuing, but.
You think he could nail one of those European models, Junior?
Are you kidding me?
And let's face it, she ain't that great.
Sager Crow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So how big of a god is he over there?
In Europe?
Yeah.
It's probably Lance and Tiger and David Beckham are probably the three biggest sports figures over there.
So can he just walk down the streets of Paris?
Oh, wait a minute. What about Nazi Muhammad?
Nazi Muhammad is surprisingly big in Europe, but not as big as those guys.
Well, can he walk down the streets of Paris?
No. And it's getting to where he can't really walk down the streets here. He's been on Oprah and Leno and Letterman so many times. He's by far the biggest cycling.
Yeah, but you know what? I guarantee you, he could put a hat on and a pair of sunglasses and go through North Park Mall, and people would recognize him, but it wouldn't be like, you know,
yeah, not like
Tiger France. Rolling through or something.
Right.
So you're saying he's more popular than Jesus now?
What?
That's what you just said, Corby.
I said Tiger, not Jesus.
I heard Jesus.
Jesus, it was clearly Tiger.
I don't think so. We're going to have to listen to that.
It sure does rhyme with Jesus.
Tiger?
Hey, you know what?
It's weird.
You know what Lance couldn't do, and that's show up to a ticket road show like he did back in 94 and have me be the only person in the place that noticed him.
What was he doing there?
That was when he came out for the late night ticket at the Medieval Inn. Remember when it used to be on the road there?
But what?
The old ticket stub?
Yeah, Gordo was out there. I don't think Gordo remembers.
Did you book him?
Three sheets to the wind, but Lance Armstrong walked right by me, and I was the only guy that recognized him.
Was he out there to do the show?
No, he's just out there drinking beer with his buddies.
Did you whip his ass?
Oh, did I?
Well, big deal. Brian Downing once showed up at one of our road shows, and we were the only ones that recognized him. By the way, he showed up at Georgie's appearance.
Didn't yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Brian Downing?
Yep.
Yeah.
That guy's scary.
No, he's not. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life.
Although he scared us back in the old days.
Oh, boy. Well, that was then. This is now.
Danny says he has a hot daughter.
I wasn't even on the air.
Junior, remember when you used to take that bat and put it behind his shoulders and just kind of flex and just kind of look at us?
And none of us dared ask him a question?
No, and then we'd say, yeah, can we talk to you? He'd go through that spiel, oh, gosh, do I have to do this? And then he'd be great.
Yeah, but we dreaded
it.
Didn't you get on his motorcycle or something one night?
Didn't you steal it?
No, sir, I didn't.
Did you knock it over?
No, sir, I didn't.
Did you hit on his girlfriend real hard?
No.
Oh, Reiner did.
What's up, big hug?
No, not really. So, Junior, is this a sad day for you?
No, not really. No, I figured he'd, you know, everything with Lance, being a fan of Lance, everything's icing on the cake, because you never expected back in the mid-90s that he would ever win one tour, so everything you get with him the last 7 or 8 years has just been a bonus.
So do you like him more than you like Greg LeMond?
Fair question.
It's a tough question, Grego, because I grew up idolizing LeMond, but...
And LeMond's turned his back on Lance.
But yeah, that's what's turned me more towards Lance, because LeMond's kind of become a Rick with a P lately.
And didn't he diss you one time? Didn't he do something you, Junior, didn't show up or didn't call in or something?
Oh, yeah, he stiffed us once on the show. But any time I've met him or talked to him, he's always been really cool. I like them both.
But if he had to pick one?
I'd pick Lance, because he's a good Texas guy, and he's a better racer in the end.
And you might get to meet Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, I don't care so much about that.
It is a sad day. Lance Armstrong, the Chocolate Barracuda, is stepping down.
Who did you call? Oh, Reggie Jackson.
The Black Barracuda.
Black Barracuda. A ticket stock. Reggie Jackson's signing autographs, and Corby's on the PA and calls him the Black Barracuda. And Reggie turns his head and looks over.
What? Who's that? What did he call me?
Well, that was his nickname.
No, it wasn't.
Back with the Yankees.
All right, before we let you go, Junior, do you think he'll win the seventh?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yep.
See, I just don't think he's committed enough. Even though he says he's fully committed, I don't believe him.
I think he's, the last month he's looked pretty good, and he said he's right where he was last year at this time, and it's just a matter of, I don't think there's anybody out there that's quite at his level. There are a bunch of guys that are just a slightly below, and I don't see anybody breaking through this year.
So will he ride? What?
Yeah.
Oh, you...
Snake! Nope.
That was a bad question.
Damn it.
Porta.
Hey,
sorry.
Junior, before you go, could we get you to do what we call a wacky radio liner?
Sure, I'd love to.
Just go ahead and identify yourself. Porta. And,
right.
As a big Lance Armstrong fan. And
say I like the ticket.
Yeah.
All right?
You can do it any time. We're rolling.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is radio star Craig Miller from The Ticket, and I never listen to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Not a real good
that's
one.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Did you get that? Or?
No, I thought that was perfect.
All right.
Let me do another one.
Okay. Okay, we're rolling.
Okay, are you rolling?
We're going.
Hi, this is Craig Miller from The Ticket. Excuse me, I have Crohn's disease.
Not chrome.
Chrome.
Like a motorcycle.
Like you got your butt chromed.
You were 39.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
Okay. You guys stay hard.
You too.
All right. Bye, Junior. Chrome's disease.
And in 10 minutes.
Hey, you still didn't explain what that term was.
The Peloton?
Yeah.
It's a biking term.
Yeah, I figured that.
I thought it was a bird.
No.
No, that's a pelican.
Oh. I thought it was one of those things that spelled either way, frontwards or backwards.
That's a palindrome.
Oh.
By the way, Greg, if you get out of Rowlett, maybe, matter of fact, you should leave now because at 7 o'clock is the Jane Fonda book signing, and it's in Grapevine, so all you got to do is buy one of her books. It's only $27, and
then
you can wait in line for, you know, who knows, maybe 2 hours.
Bitch.
And shake her hand. And
not only will I not be attending,
oh dear,
nor buying one of those books, let me use this platform to encourage everybody not to buy that slut's book.
Oh, Greg.
And not to go see that slut out there.
She's hey, not Greg. A slut.
Oh, yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
She's a Charlie-loving slut.
Who's Charlie?
The enemy.
The hammer.
The Asian enemy.
Oh, I thought he meant Charlie Jones.
No.
So don't buy her book. Don't watch her movies. Just treat her like she's dead.
Nice piece.
You know, if we got her on the air, would you confront her? Or
yes.
Would you just not even speak to
yes,
her?
Yes, I would.
You would?
I guarantee you I would.
Oh, he would not.
I think you'd cave.
Well, I might cave, but I would like to think that I'd confront her. But there's a possibility I'd cave.
Kind of like when you confronted Keyshawn.
Yeah.
Maybe you might get a similar result.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You tell that.
But I choose to believe that I would confront her.
All right, we're going to get her on. This is totally her market.
All right, get her on.
All right, coming up next,
yes,
Jane Fonda.
Yes, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.